Part 2, starting now. Mr. Jackson has applied to me for employment in my firm. He says that he was previously employed by you for 5 years. Can you kindly tell me in confidence about Mr. Jackson's character and ability? An easy letter to write, but one which may require a careful reply. Mr. Jackson may be a man of great integrity and efficiency, and it will be easy to reply about his outstanding virtues. On the other hand, he may have his points and not have other points, both morally and in the business sense. It is important, therefore, to know where one stands when called upon to give a character about a former employee. The general rule is that anyone asked about the character of a former employee by one to whom the employee has applied for a situation may state in reply all he knows about the employee without being liable to an action at law, provided he does so truthfully and honestly to the best of his ability. Any such communication is privileged for the sake of the common convenience of society, but no one is bound to give a character to his employee when asked for it. When a character is given, it must be one that the employer honestly believes to be true. But if out of anger or any ill feeling against the employee, or even from a desire to retain him in his own service, he gives the employee a bad character, when he knows that he deserves a good one, the employer is acting maliciously and all privilege is lost. It is not always necessary for an employer to wait till inquiries are made of him as to the character of a former employee. If he hears that the employee is seeking employment with a business acquaintance of his, he may write to that firm and warn them not to take that employee into their service. A letter like this should only be written if there is some strong and good reason for protecting the firm against a substantial risk if they decide to take the person into their employment. If, after a favorable character has been given, facts come to the knowledge of the former employer which induce him to alter his opinion, it is his duty to inform the person to whom he sent the character of his altered opinion. End of part 2.